Today's best music mix is Z94 KZOR. I'm TJ Miracle, and we are joined by a very special guest via the phone this morning. Actor, comedian, author, musician, educator, and dare I say, icon. It's Bill Cosby joining us this morning. Good morning, sir.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
You left out legend.
Legend. I knew I forgot one. Well, I will go. 40 lashes with a wet noodle and...
No wet noodle. No. You're going to get a good old whooping.
A whooping.
A whooping.
You've been talking to my mom, haven't you?
Yes. And I want to... Where's your dad?
My dad right now is probably sitting out on the front porch having a cup of coffee, if I know my father.
Really?
Really.
So that's what the routine is.
It pretty much is, yes.
Good gracious. Now, that's really something to just go sit out there and have your coffee out there. I never... First of all, we don't have a porch.
Oh.
Not a front one.
Oh.
Not a front one. We built a back. I had it built. I designed. And the reason why I do the I is because it really is about the only thing that I'm responsible for with the house. That I decided I wanted to have this area and an attachment. Screens on a good, at least, or better than a 180. Screens and windows all the way. So now, with this weather, the winds come through, and you can sit. And with the awnings, you can sit in this place, and listen to the rain. And you can hear the wind. You can also hear dumb moths killing themselves against the screen. So that's what I have.
And I'm sure it is quite beautiful. Sounds wonderful.
It is, man. It's Massachusetts. The only thing is I'm downwind of two dairy farms.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, boy. And on a bad day, you know, it's sort of like they didn't bring the cows out when my wife bought it. They kept the cows in. And then after we bought it and she spent all the money redoing it and everything, then they said, "Oh, by the way, a half mile away and it's downwind. Your neighbors have, on both sides, they have cows." And those, you know those flies? Have you ever seen those flies that hang around the cows?
Oh, yes, sir.
They're metallic. They're metallic colored.
They're kind of scary looking.
Yeah, and they have extensions on where they eat and suck. They can take off an extension according to the thickness of the skin of the animal. And they don't move. They just land on you and they go about doing their sucking and chewing.
And never a fun thing.
Mm. And you hit them and they don't mash. And they don't...
Mr. Cosby, are you still with us? Okay.
I finished that joke.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think maybe our phone cut out. I'm going to blame it on our phone system because it's.
Are you sure? Are you sure you lost me? Where did you lose me?
I lost you right after you said the flies wouldn't squish.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Okay. Well, take two.
See, and I'm talking now. You can't hear me.
Yeah, there you are, sir. We've.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, this thing is not good. I'm glad we're not dancing.
No, you wouldn't want to dance with me anyway. Now, my morning show partner, maybe so. She's a much better dancer and much better looking, frankly.
Well, this is radio. I'll have to take your word for it.
Going through the stack this morning, Don, and came across a couple of things that might be of interest this morning.
Okay, on a Monday.
On a Monday. Okay. Number one is there anything coffee can't do? According to a new study published in Popular Science magazine, drinking coffee every day, the leaded kind, caffeinated coffee, can reduce the risk of suicide in some adults.
And it just makes other people around you want to kill themselves.
Pretty much, yeah. Researchers from Harvard found that men and women who drank 2 to 4 cups of caffeinated coffee every day were 50% less likely to do themselves in than those who drank decaf or no coffee.
You know, you think about it, it makes sense. Coffee's a stimulant. Caffeine's a stimulant.
And
so,
a mild antidepressant,
You go. So, there you go. Is that a reason for eating chocolate? Because that's kind of the same, you know. Coffee and chocolate come from the same place.
Do you really need a reason to eat chocolate and drink coffee?
Well, maybe not a reason, but a good excuse, shall we say? Not a reason, but a good excuse, I guess, later to justify your chocolate consumption, chocolate and coffee.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. So these are good reasons. So next time somebody criticizes you and said, "Man, you're drinking a lot of coffee these days," hey, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling chipper.
And I'm taking a drink of coffee right now, as a matter of fact.
When you drink too much coffee, it does make others around you want to do you in.
Yes.
So follow that little love, but find the balance. Yeah.
Happy balance. Yeah. Now the other item this morning. And I think this would fall under the category of a sure sign of the decline of Western civilization.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe we're going to talk about this, but we're going to anyway. apparently producers at the Sci-Fi Channel are dumping the entire cast of Sharknado for the sequel Sharknado Part 2.
No!
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. The fact that they made a movie at all called Sharknado scares me.
Sharknado.
And the fact that it's getting a sequel, I think, scares me even more.
But apparently a whole fresh cast. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Maybe if they were so unhappy with them, why make the sequel? You know, if it was such a success, keep them. If it wasn't a success, don't make the sequel. You'd think that that's weird.
What did we do before cruddy Sci-Fi Channel made for TV movies? And a big thanks to Bill Cosby, the legend. He likes to be referred to as a legend, apparently, for taking his time out to talk with us this morning. Appreciate that. Of course, don't forget, he will be in concert. Well, not really concert. He'll have a performance on Sunday. Why do I want to keep saying Saturday? It'll be on Sunday out at the Lee County Event Center. Get your tickets now at the Lee County Event Center box office. They start at just $25 and go up to about $60. Still some seats available. You want to get yours. You can also do it online at leecounty.net. That's the easiest way to find it is leecounty.net and click on the Bill Cosby icon. It'll take you to the online ticketing system. And I happen to have a pair of tickets to give away to see Bill Cosby for Father's Day on Sunday. We're going to play a little Bill Cosby trivia right now. All right, little known fact about Bill Cosby. He has a doctorate degree, not an honorary one. He actually earned it back in 1976. He got a doctor's degree in education from what university? Yeah, Bill Cosby has a doctorate in education from what university? Think you know? 393-0103. Get the answer right. I've got you 2 tickets for Sunday's performance out at the Lee County Event Center. Good morning, Kicks. Okay, I guess they got scared away. 393-0103. What university did Bill Cosby earn his doctorate from? It was in 1976. Bill Cosby earned a Doctor of Education degree from this university. 393-0103. Take a guess and you get it right. You've got 2 tickets for Bill's performance on Sunday out at the Lee County Event Center here in Hobbs. Hi, Kix 103. You're on with TJ and Don.
Was it the University of Massachusetts?
Could you be slightly more specific?
Amherst.
There you go. University of Massachusetts Amherst. Right first time. How did you get that so quick?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. would that secret be called Google?
Google, yes. My fingers were faster than anyone else's, I guess.
Google is a wonderful secret to have. Yes, Bill Cosby, he's an actual PhD in Education, University of Massachusetts Amherst. You got it. Who am I talking to?
Stephanie Hill.
Hey, Stephanie, what's happening this morning?
Just solid labor.
I know that feeling. So where are you laboring at this morning?
At Schlumberger.
Well, thanks for having us on over at Schlumberger, Stephanie. So are you going to take Mr. Cosby's advice from earlier and take Dad to the show?
I'm going to ask him. Hopefully he'll go.
Hopefully so. Well, it's going to be a great time. Very, very nice man. A fantastic performer. I know you're going to have a great time. Hang on for us just a minute. I need to get some information.